The following audio is via a Skype call.
What might be in the way of you reaching and living your soul's divine purpose? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The journey into spiritual healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. You will be engaged by powerful stories of hope, healing, love, and God as the source for real wellness. In this live call-in show, Dr. Jaffe brings testament to how medical spiritual healing and Sufism, together with traditional and complementary medicine, can heal life-threatening disease, chronic illness, and personal issues through understanding and transforming the inner causes and experiences that lock disease in place. Dr. Jaffe takes you on a journey and will show you how to find and heal these inner issues and painful unresolved subconscious wounds. You are listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here. I am here with the most amazing Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe. Today, look, I love the journey that I've taken with Dr. Jaffe. I not only love what I've learned, but I've also loved what I am learning. And when you step into what it means to heal, that's one conversation. And then there's the conversation of stepping into heal with medical spiritual healing. That's what Dr. Jaffe has created. When you hear today about what it is, but more importantly, how lives are being transformed, how people are learning about how to do this, how to share it. When you hear about this today, perhaps you'll get the depth and the breadth of what my healing journey was like, what it means to beat all the odds, go against them, what it means to beat them. And, you know, this is a story that doesn't have to be for the unusual 1%. That's what Dr. Jaffe is all about. Today, fasten your seatbelt to not just understand what this is, but hopefully you will weigh in on the dilemma in your life that you call health and healing and dial into the show to find out the power and the potential you have within. Dr. Jaffe, great to have you. Yahoo for you.
Thanks, Pat. Happy to be back on your show and happy to speak to all the people out there about what's possible in healing and just how to bring healing into the medical system, and not only the medical system, but also what it really means to become a healer, both for your family and your children and your parents, and, you know, at the same time, to become a professional healer as well for those people who might be doctors or nurses or people out in the health professions who are looking to really heal others, and they know that just giving medicine is not enough, and they know there's something deeper going on and they want to get to it. And if that's your case, then this might be the program that would be of interest to you.
And, you know, I had a mentor, and I said this yesterday on the show. I got a bunch of emails from people on it. I had a mentor that said to me, Pat, you cannot take a person to a place you haven't gone before. So for you, you are a medical doctor. So let's just talk about that. You're a licensed medical doctor, but that's not all. And so you are one of these folks that, as they say, you walk with one foot on one side, one foot on the other side. And I don't like to put any boxes around that. But what I like to say is you walk in both the medical and the spiritual, and you do it simultaneously. What is it about that that helped you discover, create, and embark on the journey of medical spiritual healing?
Well, you know, as a physician, you know, and I've been practicing for 35 years, I have to say medicine is still the backbone of what I do. And there's a reason for that. It's not just because I have the license, but because, frankly, the anatomy, the physiology, the pathology, the understandings of the body and the diseases and the diagnostic capabilities, you know, are second to none on the planet. It really is a great system. But when it comes to healing, the system then is not so great. So, in other words, what I say by that is that traditionally or conventional medicine, in a way, doesn't really heal. What it really does is it stops the symptoms, but it doesn't really heal what caused the disease. And many times the disease progresses anyway. So, you know, stopping the symptoms, for example, if you have hypertension, you know, taking an antihypertensive and keeping your blood pressure down is very helpful. You know, it'll stop you from having a stroke or a heart attack, you know, and all sorts of other, you know, potential problems that come, you know, like eye issues and blindness and things like that. But if you don't take care of the issues behind the hypertension, you know what? You still are going to have problems, and that blood pressure will continue to inch its way up. And, you know, over time, things go on inside that body, because whether we like it or not, you know, stopping the symptoms isn't changing the disease. It's just stopping the symptoms.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so we have to be bigger than that. We have to realize that we have to really get to the root of the symptoms and use medicine to protect us. You know, in other words, I want you to be on antihypertensive because I don't want you to have a stroke. But that doesn't mean I want you to stay on it the rest of your life. I want you to be on antidepressants if you need, you know, help with depression, but I don't want you to be on it the rest of your life. We have to get to the roots of those problems and heal them so those diseases disappear once and for all. Otherwise, they're going to keep sneaking back on you, or you're going to end up taking medicines the rest of your life. And you and I both know that medicines have so many side effects today that, you know, sooner or later, one of the side effects are going to create problems for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better we get to the root.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned something really important that we should touch upon. You know, once upon a time, we had a handful of medicines. Let's just say that. It wasn't that long ago either, Dr. Jaffe, when, you know, if you went into grandma's kitchen, you certainly had all of her remedies, but you had something called an aspirin, right? there we go. Or we discovered that we can have certain ways to prevent illness. We went from that generation to where we are today with more medications, period, for every single thing that ails you, and some things that don't ail you yet, that just worrying, Dr. Jaffe, about one medication, that's not what's going on anymore. What's going on is people are on multiple medications without any consultation about how any of them interact. And this is the era we're going in, and they don't want to be on them. They really don't.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, as a physician, when we, you know, send people to the pharmacist now, the pharmacist has all sorts of computer programs about interactions, and there's now herbal interactions, you know, it's becoming an incredible science to know which drugs you can mix and which herbs you can mix, and what's going to happen when you put these two together? Are you going to end up bleeding out because there are certain drugs that if you mix them, your clotting time goes haywire?
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, what we need to understand as you know, intelligent, progressive people of the 21st century is that, you know, what we really want to do is heal illness at its roots. And the roots are the issues that caused it. It's the trauma inside of you. It's the experiences that you've repressed within your being. Now, whenever you take an experience, a painful experience, and you repress it inside of yourself and you don't work through it, it sits inside of yourself. For example, we know that in the case of alcoholism, for example, more and more, and drug addiction, it's showing up that it's repressed shame. In other words,
yeah,
if you feel shame by something, it seems to be the source of it. You know, sexual abuse syndrome, you know, people who've had sexual abuse, if you have not healed the issues of sexual abuse, that has led to borderline personality disorder. For many people, they believe manic depression may be related to it. Some of the personality disorders all seem to be connected to that traumatic stress. So if you don't take the time, everyone, to heal yourself because you're too busy, or you're afraid to look into yourself, or you're, you know, too ashamed to see something, which I certainly understand, and my heart goes out to everybody. But the truth is that you can't leave a disease in your body. If you keep a thorn in your body, it's going to get infected, you're going to get an abscess, and you're going to have trouble. You have to get that stuff out, and that's what medical spiritual healing is. It is getting to those roots and facing what's inside of yourself and not being afraid to look in and getting to the truth of what happened and using methods to take care of it so once and for all you can be healthy inside.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love that we're talking about this today, and I love that we're talking about medical spiritual healing. You know, somebody said to me, made a comment, and this is interesting, about my own healing journey. They said, wow, Pat, what an, this was a comment, Dr. Chaffee, what an inconvenient time for you to get sick in 2004. And I said, what? And they're like, yeah, well, you were 6 months into your radio show. And here was my answer. I said, look, I'll tell you the deal. Had I gotten as sick as I did at any other point in time in my life, and I had not been doing this radio show, and the exposure I got to people like you and others, and could fully embrace the spiritual side of healing, I don't think I'd be here. I think God was very smart about that right there.
Beautiful. Well,
yeah.
It seems to be how God works. God is always weaving, you know, the best together, you know, so and that's a great story. I really like to hear that. And that seems to be a common story too, isn't it? That a lot of people, just as they're about to hit the big time, disease or illness comes in and catches them. I mean, I've heard that about 1,000 times already.
Yeah, but I mean, what you're talking about, and this, we're going to dig deeply into this today. What you're talking about is getting at something that perhaps is so deeply embedded in us, right? You know, I didn't know for myself till years later that my mother's death, her suicide, which I didn't know about later, I didn't know the impact of that on me as a child, 6 years old in Catholic boarding school. I didn't know the impact of that. You know, I had blocked that off, right? I had blocked off what that felt like that day in a Catholic boarding school over the weekend where no one picked me up. I didn't quite understand it. And so the thing I want to say before we go to break is here I am in a place that some people consider one of the most spiritually energetic religious institutions we have, Catholicism. And yet the scar from that, even with all of that, could not heal that effect. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Dr. Jeffy has used the spiritual aspects of healing to address things just like I described for my young childhood. But I'm not alone. I know all of you out there that have called into the show. I know you know what I'm talking about. Maybe it's not from your childhood. Maybe it's a divorce you're going through right now. Maybe it's a family member you feel betrayed you. Maybe it's a business associate. Maybe you've lost everything in 2007 and 2008, your job, your family. Maybe it's that. That is ready to be healed. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I want to make sure that those of you know how to reach Dr. Jaffe. You can certainly go to Dr. Jaffe's website, which is drjaffemd.com. And when you get there are going to be a number of things you might want to look at. First of all, Foundations of Medical Spiritual Healing and the University of Medical Spiritual Healing. There is an event this weekend in St. Petersburg, Florida, right? That's going to be exciting. Right? And then the University of Medical Spiritual Healing summer session. So you want to fill us in on a little bit of this, Dr. Jaffe?
Yeah, we, you know, we've been doing this a long time. And as I said, that the people are struggling with all sorts of things. Pat and I were just talking about the Sacramento cases where people were losing their homes and traumatized by the loss of their homes. You know, we're dealing with all sorts of things going on today that have caused people to really feel a lot of stress. What we decided to do was to create the University of Medical Spiritual Healing, which was a school to teach people how to heal themselves and to teach other people how to heal others using medical spiritual healing. Now, I've seen results. In other words, we've had people take our six-week course, which is meeting only 2 hours, you know, once a week for 6 weeks. It's our Foundations of Medical Spiritual Healing course. And they have turned around and helped other people heal of congestive heart failure who were terminal. So we're seeing, you know, this type of incredible healing that sometimes happens, you know, through the hands of people who are just trained in just a very short time, and they're bringing this work out to others. And they're seeing radical shifts in their illness process. Now, if you go through the university and learn to heal yourself, that university lasts 1 to 2 years. it meets 3 times a year for 4 days. There's intercession calls. You will come out and you will be able to heal other people. You'll be able to work with your children, your parents, your husband, your wife. And you know as well as I do that they get sick when things don't go right. You know, your kid starts to get bullied at school. What happens? All of a sudden, they're getting belly aches every day. You know, all of a sudden, they get cold. They don't want to go to school. Same thing, you know, you have a husband. You know, he loses his job. He's depressed. What's going on? He's lost his sense of value. He's lost his sense of worth. So what we found is that in all families, there's illness is a very common occurrence, and yet most people never address it. And because of that, it sits around for many years when it could be taken care of very quickly. So by learning to heal, by getting to the roots, in other words, if your husband lost his job and inside he's struggling with his sense of value, and you're able to use the medical healing process to get to that loss of value, and then using the techniques that we use, which is basically connecting to God and being able to access specific lights, which we call the divine names, to transform that place of value inside of them so that they feel valued again, you will see that depression disappear. Okay? If you don't take care of it, your husband may end up becoming more and more depressed over time and in time become dysfunctional. And we see that a lot today. So these type of work is useful for, you know, really any type of illness whatsoever. But when you have children, when you have family members who are struggling, you can really access their problems using the medical spiritual healing process. So that's what we'll be teaching at the University of Medical Spiritual Healing, which is coming up this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can, it starts every 4 months, so you can come in any time that you'd like.
Yeah. And really, that leads to what we were talking about here today. You know, we are looking for ways for us to be and feel better. We are looking for it. And I think sometimes in the looking journey, Dr. Jaffe, people give up and they throw in the towel because the places they look don't provide them with what, you know, with solutions like you, what you've just described. They don't have examples like the example you just gave, right? They don't have real life cases like the cases that you're talking about and my case. You know, people are like, wow, dude, like you were looking at a wheelchair in 07 and 08. What? Are you like walking now? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't go into what the journey was like. It wasn't just a physical one. It wasn't just a medical one. I had to do the things you were talking about. And I would venture to say that if I knew you then, my process would have been a lot quicker. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody, as you're learning and as Pat's talking about, you know, we all have problems. You know, all of us are suffering. And I don't know anybody who's not. Some of it's emotional, some psychological, some of it's physical. You know, some of it's just loss and grief, you know, from, you know, the losses that have gone on, as Pat talked about. If you can learn to access where you've hidden those things inside of yourself, you can actually heal yourself very, very, very quickly. And so you don't have to go through the wheelchair. You know, you don't have to go through years of necessarily dealing with that kind of pain and struggling inside yourself. You can move these things very quickly inside yourself. The key is really having the perception to be able to find where these incomplete places are hidden inside of you, and then your ability to transform them. Now, in the University of Medical Spiritual Healing, one of the things that I'm very committed to is training healers. You know, if a healer can learn to open up their perception and be able to find these places inside of the person who's ill and then apply different methods to transform it, they can become a very powerful healer and they can have a very powerful change in people's lives. And if you do this with God's light, and I say God's light because there are many types of healing out there today. Some of those healing methods are not from God, and they're not good, and you need to be careful with them. And some of them are mixed, and some of them are very holy. So it's very important that when you heal, that you want to heal from a place of holiness. And this is because whatever light that you use to transform that disease will be left as a footprint in that person, including yourself. So if you heal somebody with holy light, like God's light, you end up carrying some of that holy light inside of you. On the other hand, if you heal with something that's not holy, when you're done, you're going to carry that unholy light inside of you. And this is why it's so important for people to heal from that holy light. And the other thing I wanted to say is that as you progress spiritually and you walk your path, you'll go through a series of spiritual elevations or spiritual initiations. And as you raise up in those initiations, there are a number of things that happen. One of them is simply you come closer to God. And that closeness brings a sense of peace and love and beauty in you that you've never had before. The second thing is that the closer you come, the more of the light of the divine is able to move through you. So you become much more powerful in your ability to heal others and yourself. And, of course, the third thing has to do with something which I don't know that people really know this, but it kind of goes like this. The more committed you are to the divine, the more the divine is committed to you.
Yeah.
So those, you know what I mean? The more you walk towards it, the more God will care for you.
Yeah. And I think right there, what, and let's just spend a moment on that. I think that what you just talked about, The notion of that, and some people call it oneness, where there is no separation in how you walk the path. You're completely connected. And I think the other thing that we're talking about is, look, we're not telling you, or I'm not telling you, which God for you to walk with. That's not what this is about. This is about an energy of something, Dr. Jaffe, that for many of us, we had to go down the path of illness to even begin to feel the void that existed there, right? But not the walking towards, the walking away in our everyday action, in our everyday words, in the way we treated, you know, humanity, in decisions we make. You know, it's not like we wake up, Dr. Jaffe, and we said, you know what, today I think I'll just walk away from God. Although I have to tell you, I did do that. I did wake up and say that. But there's something that happens when we fully commit. And I love that word, because when you are not well, Dr. Jaffe, don't you think that you have to fully commit to your healing?
I do. I think that it's we're talking about two things. We're talking about commitment. Well, we're talking about commitment in different ways. But
yep.
If you're sick and you commit full on to your healing, you know, you are going to find ways to heal yourself. And by the same token, going back to what I was saying before, which is that if you know, people today, it seems like there's two types of people. What I found, the people who they make a commitment to the divine, they make a commitment to God. And what I find with those people is that God helps them in a special way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people mm-hmm. who basically say, you know, I don't want to commit to God. I don't want to commit to that relationship. I just want to do things my way. I want to follow myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who follow the self, when you follow yourself, what happens is you become your own master. You become your own guide. And you become responsible for your own mistakes that happen inside of you. So when people follow the self, you don't have that added support of the divine, of the angels, of all those holy beings that are there in the spiritual world trying to support you, because you've said, look, I don't want them. What I want is I want to follow myself. You see? And so this is why I believe, especially when you're sick, if we're sick, we really don't know why we got sick. It's
right.
Something deep in our subconscious. We need that spiritual help. Without it, we're kind of like a boat lost on the ocean without a rudder. We don't know where we're going. We don't know how to get out of it, and we're stuck. And that's why it's very important for people to turn to spiritual healing and the divine healing during your illness time, so you get that help and you make that commitment that Pat spoke about.
Yeah. You know, we're going to talk about this more when we come back. And that is, what do we mean when we talk about dis-ease? What are we talking about? You know, are we talking about the ideas of healing heart disease? Are we talking about cancer? Are we talking about mental illness? Are we talking about ALS? What are we talking about? You know, is there some sort of boundary as to what you might ask the divine to intervene in? Well, that's what Dr. Jaffe's going to talk about. And we're taking your questions, 1-800-930-2819. Or if you are in the situation we're talking about here and want to get some help here, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break, everybody, and we will be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The journey into spiritual healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. As we said before, we are going to get down into talking about disease here today and what you can do about it. But before we do, Dr. Jaffe, again, please tell people the best way to find out more about you and some of the upcoming classes.
Yeah. If you'd like to reach me, you can go to my website, drjaffemd.com, D-R-J-A-F-F-E-M-D, medicaldoctor.com. And then if you put /healing/, so drjaffemd.com/healing/, you can get some gifts and learn a little bit about what we're doing. We have some things for you. Or if you just want to text, you can text 707-755-7511 and just text the word healing to 707-755-7511. Text the word healing, and again, we have some gifts for you, and we'll help you to understand our programs and what we're doing. So please join me if you're interested in learning to heal yourself or others.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about now. Let's talk about what we mean by healing, because, you know, we have a couple of different conversations that happen in the human potential movement around this. You know, one of them is healing, and it's this conceptual idea that has to do with this amorphous kind of thing that you can't put your finger on. Today, we're talking about disease. So I just want to be clear about that. We're not just talking about that thing and the energy of it, but we're talking about what happens in a society where you have a diagnosis happening 24/7 every day to millions of people. And so, you know, let's talk about medical spiritual healing and what exactly can it do for people that have heart disease, that have cancer, right? That have mental illness. What can medical spiritual healing do?
Okay, so again, this is very practical, grounded work, and it works with people with, you know, diagnosed illness. We're not talking about just problems and emotional problems and, you know, things like that. We're talking about things that have manifested inside your body where you're sick. And, of course, the system does work across the board with all things, really, because it works to get to the root of whatever problem that you're having. Now, medical spiritual healing has healed thousands of diseases. And it has helped probably hundreds of thousands of people in different ways. So what it really does is it uses the light of the divine to open up the hidden places inside yourself where disease is manifesting from, but you're unconscious of. So, for example, in the case of congestive heart failure, which is one of the, you know, the top killers today, it's a big thing. You know, heart disease in the United States is responsible for, you know, close to 50% of the deaths going on. It's heart disease and cancer are the big ones. And I may have those numbers not exactly right, so excuse me, it may be a little bit less than 50%. But if you look deep inside of heart disease, you'll find that always what's going on is that people are struggling with feeling unloved, or they're having struggles with being able to love others. And, you know, in the West, you know, unfortunately, we've devoted ourselves to having success. We have nuclear families now. We don't have the big extended families that you see in third world populations. People are very isolated. They don't get the help they need. The mom is, you know, not helping the kids. They're living in different cities. What ends up happening is people get very lonely. They get very disconnected from love. They don't find the connection with the family. All that has a very heavy effect on the heart itself. So when people start feeling unloved or an inability to give love to others, slowly, 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 something begins to change inside that person. And not only does it change, but it actually starts to affect the very biochemistry of the person itself. Once that biochemistry goes off, disease begins to show up. And of course, in certain diseases like congestive heart failure, where the heart actually begins to fail, you know, in Western medicine, that's basically you treat it, and then the person dies. You know, it reaches an end point where they just can't go forward. But what we found in medical spiritual healing, for example, is that if we get inside and we find out why you're not feeling loved, what really happened inside of you, where did it fall down, and then if we take that and we are able to connect that exact place to where the heart is failing, and there's actually an energetic connection, there's the way they link up. And once you connect that together and you find the exact place that the person is suffering inside, connected to that physical pathophysiology of heart failure, and you change that inner reality, what's amazing is very often the outer reality just either stops dead in the water, meaning that the heart disease just ends and the person does not progress, or the other thing that we see very commonly is that simply the heart disease will begin to withdraw and the person simply slowly, step after step, gets better. So it's a really fascinating process to understand that we can change our physical reality by changing what's hidden within ourselves and dealing with those unconscious issues within. So this is the medical spiritual healing process. It's using spiritual healing applied to medical conditions with the help of their physicians. We don't take you away from your doctors or your therapist, but we use the system to help you find that exact place inside yourself and heal that within yourself. When you do that, you may be amazed, because you might just see a miracle, and if you don't see the big miracle, you might just see the little miracles of day by day, slowly, 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 things get better. Now, is it 100%? No, we don't heal everything. I would say that we have an 80 to 90% effectiveness in seeing change in almost every disease, and then we have a strong healing, complete healing in many diseases. I don't know exactly the percentages for that. But I would say that about 80 to 90% of the people who study this process have very, very strong changes in the medical conditions they have where they get better.
Yeah. Dr. Jeffy, you said something I want to go back to. The rate or the pace, shall we call it, by which people are progressing in the arena of chronic illness is beyond even explainable. And we're not really talking about it. I mean, what happens is we get a report, right? But here's the way we can tell, right?
Yeah.
Hardly ever will you find a family that doesn't know another family where either a child has some kind of chronic thing, or a parent, or somebody. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, if you're from the East Coast, where I grew up, and you did the study that we did a number of years ago, we have the entire state of Rhode Island and Connecticut. You cannot literally have a conversation without knowing somebody that has chronic Lyme disease or Lyme disease. I mean, you just can't. And I think that that's the thing we're just not talking about. See, you know, in my field of psychology, when things happen so often, we tend to say, wow, it's normalized, so it's not chronic anymore. My concern is that we're normalizing chronic illness to the point where we almost throw the flag in and say, why not? We can't heal it. We've got to turn this around.
Well, you know, the world is a very difficult place today, and chronic illness is everywhere. I mean, we know that, and probably getting worse. And we mentioned earlier that, you know, anxiety disorders are pretty much off the charts right now. We're seeing such a, you know, such strong anxiety throughout the entire Western world. You know, as you said, Lyme disease has become epidemic. You know, it's very, very common now, and all over the United States, it's starting to be all over the world.
Yep.
So a lot of these diseases really are progressing. But, you know, the thing is this, you know, these diseases still at a certain level are metaphors. They're metaphorical, meaning that a disease is a metaphor of your consciousness. So if you have Lyme disease, yes, do you have, a spirochete in your system? Absolutely. You know, is it covered with a mucous membrane? Absolutely. Is it hard for antibiotics to get to it? You bet. But have you taken the time to really look at what might be the issues connected to your Lyme disease?
Yeah.
For example, Lyme disease is about control.
Yeah.
It's about people feeling out of control, not having control, being afraid to step forward.
Yeah.
Right, which is pretty much where we are as a culture right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And what you're talking about, and I want to talk about this now, let's skip the break. There's a spiritual side to this that we have to talk about. Here's a point I want you to talk about, because I know this is about medical spiritual healing. So here's the thing. We have this thing called a body, right? Phenomenal machine, right? You know, I mean, when we think about the miracle of our bodies and the mechanisms and the systems in it, the pure perfection at every level, you know, built to last. And so here's what I learned, right? My spiritual journey in healing helped me build a strong immune system so that even if there was 1,000 parasites in it, the immune part of my body, right, which has directly related to exactly what you're talking about, right, the feelings of lack of control. See, stepping out and having such a strong spiritual sphere around oneself, it does give you a sense of invincibility. And what I mean by that is, you know, you're really ready to build instead of destroy. And see, that's what disease does, right? And so isn't medical spiritual healing and medical spiritual healing and spiritual healing guidance, isn't that to help us build that muscle? Right? Because I don't care who you are. You could be the world's greatest athlete. If you are not building that right arm that you pitch with muscle, that is not going to last very long. See what I mean?
Yep. Well, that's the point. We all have to build that inside. I mean, it's just funny that you mentioned I've worked with some of the top athletes in the world. And they have, they're not hitting the number one, be the top tennis player or whatever. And when you look deep inside, they had places inside themselves where they were tripping themselves up. And once they got that cleared up, all of a sudden they were jumping into the top tiers because they had cleared those fears inside themselves. Well, it's no different with Lyme disease, and it's no different with anything, really. If you are struggling in your life, please give yourself the time to look inside yourself and find out what's going on inside of you. And if you don't know how to do that, then call us and we'll help you to figure it out. But that's what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to tell you, you just said the key. So we got to talk about this for a minute, Dr. Jaffe. Look, the minute that I realized I was not going to do what I thought I could do by myself. And, you know, I'm pretty independent. You know, I'm that kid that was homeless at 17. So, I mean, I took pride in how independent I was. But I got to tell you that the moment of surrender I had was the moment where I realized that this was not something I was going to do alone with the toolkit that was outdated. And so I would like to encourage people to take you up on that offer, because I know that we are not the best visionaries for our own perspectives in life. And isn't that where spiritual guidance and your team comes in?
Yes, and that's exactly right. When we are working with ourselves, we have blinders on. You know, it's very hard for us to see our own selves. And I speak about myself as well. You know, when you're dealing with your own self, you know, you're sick because there's things you can't see. And when you're having failure in your life, it's for a reason. But you're unaware of it, or you're just unable to confront what's going on inside yourself. And this is not something to be ashamed about or to feel bad about. It just is the way the human is set up, that it's hard for us to see ourselves. So if you are having troubles, you have to get help. You have to get guidance in one form or another to be able to show you what is causing the problems inside yourself. And that may be medical or psychological or spiritual, or it may just be worldly, you know, not being able to hold down a job or whatever it is. Once you find those solutions and that guidance within you, you get the solutions from that guidance, you will see your life change very, very, very quickly. And of course, what we want to do is we want to change your life into a holy life. So it's not just that you change your life and go back to doing things that aren't good for you. What we want, you know, we don't want to heal your liver disease and have you go back to drinking.
No.
What we want to do is, you know, heal your liver disease and teach you how to live a life where you don't need to drink so that you can be healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And I got to tell you, this is really what's key, because you and the work you do in the team and what you're sharing in the world is really about teaching people how to fish. Right. So I think today must be the day for metaphors for me, Dr. Jaffe. I don't know why that one came up. But yeah, you know, it is about that. And I got to tell you that, you know, I really was at a point where I gave up all hope until the angel lady pointed me in the direction of Dr. Darvish. And think about that. The angel lady. Pointed me, said to me, I think the angels are telling me, Pat, there's something wrong with your thyroid. I mean, that was it. That was the thing where I said, I think I'll listen to the angels, Dr. Jaffe. And I Googled T3, and there were two people in 2004 and 5 that were administering T3. One of them, I don't remember. The other one had a name, Dr. Darvish. I called her. I didn't know anything about natural medicine. And I showed up on her doorstep, and not only have we progressed over time, but I'm the better for it. And in her practice, Dr. Jaffe, spirituality exists. I mean, what are the odds of the angel lady doing that? But doesn't this bring to bear, what are we willing to be open to receive? Isn't it that too?
Yeah. I mean, that's the real secret. I mean, you listen to spiritual guidance that led you to the right person that caused healing to happen. And that's the first secret of medical spiritual healing, and the first secret of all healing, is that you have to go to real guidance and get accurate guidance that leads you in the right place. Now, sometimes that place is you're going to go to a doctor who gives you T3 or knows how to deal with it. Sometimes it's to go to somebody to get to the roots of your issues with thyroid, which are usually about your ability to express yourself or be creative, or your fear of speaking up, and all those things block the thyroid. So it could be that. You know, so the bottom line is you've got to find that correct guidance. For me, I have a funny story I'd like to tell.
Yeah, please. Time,
but, I had a lady who had hepatitis, and she was going into ammonia, what do they call it, encephalopathy. The liver wasn't processing the ammonia out of her system, and she was becoming, you know, she was losing her mind. She was becoming a type of dementia from it very quickly. It was an acute situation. So she called me, and I went to guidance, like what you just said, to the angels, except I went to God's guidance directly. And as I asked and prayed about it, I saw grapefruits falling out of the sky, just like grapefruits in my imagination. And I said, you know, I have no idea about, you know, ammonia encephalopathy, but I'm seeing grapefruits. I want you to take 3 grapefruits a day, full grapefruits. I want you to eat it and see what happens. Well, she started that process. Would you believe that within 24 hours, the encephalopathy disappeared within about 3-4 days? The viral loads were going down. Turned out that grapefruit had an antiviral effect on the hepatitis, and that was causing it to disappear.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
And you know, it is amazing, and I love that story because this is part of having to step outside of ourselves. You know what the hardest thing to do is, Dr. Jeff, and you said it today. The hardest thing to do is to know that right in the moment, seek outside help. Of course, we seek inside help, but it's also seek outside help. You know, it is that thing that you step back and you say, wait a minute. I need to get a hold of Dr. Jaffe. I don't even know the question I got to ask him. I don't even know what I need, but I know I am at my wit's end and I cannot do this alone again. And that right there is part of the process because, see, we don't realize we're never really alone. But if we are walking away from God, there is that feeling of separation. And I know it because I've been there. I've been there.
Yep.
But we don't have to be there. And that's the body of work you're doing, isn't it?
It is. And you said it really well, which is, you know, I remember reading about Jesus. I remember when he threw in the towel and he said, you know, heal yourself. You know, he was tired of healing people. And, you know, I learned from that many years ago. I remember reading that story and saying, you know what? Even Jesus was saying people needed to learn to heal themselves. And you said teaching people how to fish. I think that's what we all need to learn. We all need to learn how to fish in ourselves and how to heal ourselves. That's the real teaching for everyone today.
It is. It is. Dr. Jeffy, I am certainly going to miss our conversations. I know that we will be connected always. I know the body of your work you're doing is transformative in the world. And I want to thank you so much for doing it and showing up. And I have this question. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with? And again, thank you to you and all of your folks for doing what you do.
Thank you, Pat. Yeah, it's been a pleasure to be on with you and with your people. And, you know, you and I have become good friends over this last year, and I really appreciate the friendship and the love and the care that you've shown me and my staff and everybody else. So thank you very, very much for all you give. And for the people out there, just remember that with the help of the divine, with God's help, if you know how to access it, you can change any part of your life. Your life is not stuck and you're not stagnant, and I don't care what it is. And please know that if you learn how to go to the divine, how to reach that place of oneness, how to receive that guidance, and if you learn to follow it, you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be in pain. You don't have to live your life in a terrible way. You will find the answers that will free you and make you have a good, healthy, holy, and happy life. And I hope all of you take that journey into spiritual healing, where you reach that guidance and you create that life for yourself. So thank you all very much for having me with you.
Yeah. Wow. Many blessings, Dr. Jaffe, to you. Many blessings to everyone out there. And here's what I want to say to everybody listening. There is a way out. No matter what you're feeling today, no matter where you think you are, there's a way up. And please know that we are here and will continue to support that way up. For me, as with Dr. Jaffe, my way up was simply to put my hand out and to ask for help. I hope you all will do the same. We're here for you. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe will help you remove the veil of illness and unleash the ancient wisdom of healing as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. If you've missed any part of this episode or want to find out more about Dr. Jaffe, visit his website, drjaffemd.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.